Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, obviously excitement. Whenever you sign somewhere, you kind of always have that thought that you're going to, you know, be with the club for the entire run, and you get really committed to what we were doing in Tampa. But we kind of touched base with the Mets a little bit in the offseason really early on with potentially coming here. It didn't work out, obviously, but, you know, it's exciting to come here, and they went out of their way to acquire me and add me to this team as we make a push for a playoff seed.
What's been the biggest difference for you maybe the past 4 or 5 weeks as the results have gotten better?
Well, a lot of different things. Very fortunate for the staff over in Tampa for catching some stuff because, you know, it's just a simple direction thing. It's amazing what just a few degrees of landing difference makes. Staying closed down, slope a little bit longer, upping the usage with the sinker, just being a little bit more in zone with the four and the two. And that's helped me out a ton.
But it's the landing foot that has made the biggest difference there?
Yeah, it's like it was kind of a byproduct of a lot of other things. And basically staying closed down the slope, I mean, something a seven-year-old should be told down to when they're doing pitching lessons. That's amazing. And I still have been told that at 31 years old.
One of the things that David mentioned was just your history pitching in high leverage innings and high leverage spots, you know, in the playoffs with Houston. How does that kind of lend itself to kind of pitching in New York in a position where the team is really pushing to make the playoffs?
I don't know, I'm probably the wrong person to ask on that. To me, it's all the same. It's baseball. I have tunnel vision while I'm out there. Every inning's extremely important. The goal is always to get the hitter out. Big situations are fun when they're done. It's really exciting once you do your job and you're able to celebrate that. But in the moment, it's all exactly the same, whether there's five fans there or it's a, you know, packed World Series game. So it's just really trying to stay focused on the task at hand.
As someone who's been on playoff teams before, what were your impressions of this team before you got here?
I was actually going through my notes. I remember it was actually a very tricky lineup to navigate. I remember Francisco was incredibly unlucky when we faced him. I think he lined out against me on an outstanding pitch. I don't know. The pieces are here. I think it's one of those things where it's that time of year where it's time to turn it on and make that final push and really go for it. And I'm really hoping that we can do that.
Do you know anyone here?
I know a handful of guys. I got Mike Sarbo. I stole his number. I was with him in Cleveland. Obviously, Francisco, Luis Lorenz. Heard lots about Diekman in Tampa. I'm sure I'm forgetting. Ben Gamble in Tampa or in Cleveland. I'm sure I'm forgetting.
88's unusual. Is there a story behind it?
When you're a nobody prospect, that's just what they give you when you get called up. So that's what I was given my first spring training for the Padres. When I debuted, that's just what they had for me, so I just kept it.
Have they talked to you at all about, like, specific roles or, like, you're the eighth inning guy or you're the seventh inning guy, anything like that?
No, nothing yet. I think I've been here for an hour and a half. So I'm just trying to settle in now. I think I know we're in the middle of a very tough stretch right now game-wise, so I figure it's just all hands on deck right now and just try to win as many games as we can going into the break.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.